And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Monkey Flip Podcast. This is going to be probably the worst episode of the Monkey Flip Podcast ever. At least two-thirds of us are fucking miserable right now from the One Chip Challenge. The show must go on, so we're going to do it. We're just going to start right up. So the first thing that we wanted to talk about today was the Money in the Bank thing, which is they're kind of using the Money in the Bank contract. It's been stolen once. Last year there was a... Yeah, that's good. it's been like 2 hours, and it's still... I'm still miserable. It's like a heartburn that will not go away, and it's every time I breathe deeply, it's... I don't know if it's from the chip or the milk, but either way. But they've been using the Money in the Bank. I mean, we've got matches for the Money in the Bank title. Big E had to win it from Corbin. Corbin stole it from him. And then didn't somebody else challenge for it?
Not yet, no.
Not yet? Okay, somebody else will before it's all over.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they're using it as a title now. Does anybody have an opinion on that one? I do, but I don't want to be the guy who just takes over and talks all the time. All right, if nobody else has anything, I'll take over and I'll talk. I like it. The reason I like it is because it's competition for something. The whole WWE is not about competition anymore. It's about you: who stole my brother, who beat up my cousin, who has a sword and can beat up a motorcycle. And I'm sorry, I'm stumbling the hell over this. It needs to be about a competition, and if the Money in the Bank is there for the competition to happen, I'm for it. I want the winning to mean something or the losing to mean something. And if it's not going to be to elevate you in the hierarchy to make you a number one contender, then I want it to mean something, and it does. So I'm good with that.
My only problem with it is that they have to fight so many people to get it. Most of the time, you're not going to have a Royal Rumble for the actual title. So even when you have the ladder matches where the actual championship belt is at the top of the ladder, you're only fighting one or two other people. You're not fighting as many people that are in Money in the Bank. So Big E won against 20? Is it 20? I want to say it's 20.
I don't know how many people.
What, is it the ladder? You're talking about the Money in the Bank match?
Yeah.
It's like 8.
Yeah, I didn't think it was 20.
It's 8.
Seems like there was more people.
It's 8.
Maybe that's just my
brain.
Still
a lot.
Yeah.
But you have to fight against so many people to win it, and then somebody can just steal it off of a table, and it's no longer yours.
Yeah.
And then you have to fight to get it back.
That's WWE.
What do you want? I mean, they could do dumber storylines, like with dolls that stand up on their own or wink at you. I mean...
They could do dumber. I mean, they are.
I know. I watch.
So I don't know that kinda. Could is the correct.
Starting to get sweaty. Cool.
By the way, I'm the 1/3.
Yeah, she's cool. We're not.
I'm not so much.
Yeah, we're hit. I'm bordering on wanting to throw up.
I was just getting ready.
Just give it a shot. See what I can do. I'm starting to sweat now.
I'm at that position where I'm afraid to throw up. Because the other might happen, or I'm afraid to do the other because then the other might. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's right now it's contained, but it's just burning in one spot. But my oh my, did this kick our ass? Yeah. So I'm okay with Money in the Bank, with them using it the way they did. Maybe not the theft, maybe not the lawyer, but having a match to keep it. Maybe that's a stipulation that they put in. It's like you got 30 days to cash it in. If you don't, you got to win a match to keep it. And then they just keep that going a little bit. It kind of makes it ridiculous to have it year-round, but, yeah, I don't know if you can switch it over. We're doing this new thing where the camera switches to whoever's talking, and she just belched, and it was like, oh, it's horrible. They taste bad and everything. Don't do it. Don't do it. Or do it. Whatever.
Yeah, if you do it, definitely record it.
You gotta document it so maybe people can make their own decisions. What was the thing with Money in the Bank the other night? I saw the Money in the Bank briefcase. Like Big E was holding it. He was dressed
laughing.
Up as a
he
janitor.
Was laughing at Heyman because I think it's saying I'm going to use this against Roman. I think that's what he was saying.
And laughter is the new emotion that you're supposed to have, as we see every week. With people just laughing into the camera or at an opponent. nonstop for no reason, hysterically, not even good laughs. Like Seth Rollins, he's got that laugh that it seems like he's trying to rip off the Million Dollar Man, and it's so bad. At least Million Dollar Man looked like he was really laughing. You know, he's even Big E kind of looks like he's laughing. It's a creepy laugh, but
yeah,
the Rollins laugh is pathetic.
It seemed like Sasha was trying to do a laugh to get over, but it was all like ha 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 ha. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? And then Bayley with the laughing, it's almost like they decided to share that one.
I really miss Bayley.
What else we got? Yeah. For those of you who are thinking exactly like I just did, that this is fucking abysmal. Told you at the beginning, so there you go.
I like the fact that for like the first 5 minutes of it, you just had your eyes closed the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, because. I'm really struggling. It's bad, and like I want to go lay down, but I know that's not going to be good.
Yeah, I actually was like, this was not the one to focus in on the person talking, because you were just talking like this the whole time.
Like eyes closed, just going about it. Like, really,
yeah, guys, we usually say that we really enjoy doing this for you. Yeah, not so much today.
We do not enjoy it today. we've gone through this. This is the show must go on moment. We went through a couple good minutes of, maybe we do this.
This is where the eyes must come open more.
Yeah, you just did it again.
I'm doing it again. I'm sorry. That's what I told you. We got hit. We're hit by that thing. So let's move off of WWE. Let's go to AEW. Jericho had, there I am. I got my eyes closed again. Jericho has a match with MJF, and if he loses, he's going to retire. Do we think that he's really going to retire? Is he really going to go to announcing and not do in-ring stuff anymore?
I ain't going on tour with his band. I think they're going to go on tour. I think that probably has something to do with this.
It could be a loser leaves town match type thing where he leaves town for a little bit, but then comes back into town afterwards.
All it ever takes is for the guy that made him leave to say, no, I want you back.
Yep.
And he's right back. That's really all.
Yep. Or he comes back like, let's do a Midnight Rider, Dusty Rhodes thing, where he just puts a fucking mask on and comes back in a mask. You know it's Chris Jericho, but it's still better than nothing. So that's cool. Yeah, maybe he's doing, because I know he does the cruise thing. So maybe he's doing the cruise, and he's got the Fozzy out doing some COVID redistribution. All right, somebody else got to take over. You lead us through.
Nope.
Lead us through questions. You had the notes. You lead us through questions. We'll answer them. We'll answer them, or then we'll be done. Because Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry. This is just, it's going to suck.
This is all my fault, and I apologize.
Yeah.
To absolutely everybody here.
Yeah. Okay, the question that we received. This is the first question we received through Twitter.
All right.
Interested to hear what you guys think is the ideal roster size/number for companies the size of WWE and AEW, and how you would structure it in terms of top tier dudes/ladies, tag teams, etc. That fodder thing was me not being able to read my own handwriting. Because
how do you fuck up fodder? FODDER. How do you? Oh, that's how you do it. Yeah. She showed me. It's bad. Okay. Gotcha. It's crazy. She's got pretty handwriting. What the fuck happened to me? Her handwriting's so pretty. That girl's pretty. She's so pretty. Oh, my God. What do we think their ideal roster size for someone the size of WWE, AEW, and how would we fill that roster out? I like the question. Problem is I have no experience in anything that size. But if I were to speculate, I would say it depends on multiple factors, those factors being... What are you trying to do? Are you touring? Are you doing a bunch of house shows? Are you just trying to build up some money or a run for some of your non-mainstream guys? In which case, you got to have some stars that are big enough to bring the people in, but you don't necessarily have to have it full up with 100. Like, look why NXT's there. People watch NXT and love it, and it's a wrestling school. Whew. I think this was a good one, though, for switching to everybody's faces, because you can't just watch somebody writhe in agony. It's like when you're not talking, like, I just don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do. And plus they had the COVID thing. Now they're bringing in, or they're going off back on tour again, but it's not really, they're not really doing house shows. I don't think for WWE. I think they're just doing the television show in different places. This is a fucking mess. But I just don't feel well, and I don't care. maybe we answer this question again next time.
I don't know.
But I the correct answer is I don't know. I really don't know how big the roster needs to be. I would have to be given a situation and know what I was booking for to do that.
Well, I'm gonna.
Was there a part of the other part of that question that I missed? It was what do I think the roster? What the makeup is. Like, if I have a bunch of girls that can't work, I'm not going to push the girls as much. They'll be on the show, but I'm not going to push them. I'm not going to put them up there. I'm not going to give the people a bunch of like 3 or 4 girls matches that suck. I'm not going to give them 3 or 4 guys matches that suck. Gender doesn't have shit to do with this equation. It's who could put on the best match. That's what, like, the girls started taking over WrestleMania, because they were the best thing on the fucking show. And it worked. So that's what you do. Like, tag teams, perhaps if I know that the people would be hot for a tag team, I might throw in some tag team stuff. Really, it's just putting the finger on the pulse. If I were to just say book blindly and say, what am I going on with the mix? There'd be, I would say about, if I'm going 2 hours, I'd say about 6 matches, 3 intermission and 3. Then we'd have probably 3 out of those or 4 out of those would be single men's matches. And then depending on the talent that I had, a women's match and a tag team match. 4 men's matches, a women's match, and a tag team match. If I had a better quality of women wrestler, or if the women were going to be in another draw for whatever reason, it may be a couple women's matches or even a women's tag team match to go in there. And
well, I'm gonna throw my opinion in.
Okay.
Just even though I've never booked a show.
As a matter of fact, you should probably do the rest of the show. Like, Rob is actually in the restroom right now, dealing with this. I'm rambling and going around in circle in an incoherent fashion. And you're probably going to be the most level-headed person to go, so you should just do the rest of the show. I'll just be over here with my eyes closed.
Okay. So my thought on this, even though I've never booked a show, nor have I actually been booked on a show, is that you don't need to see the same people every week. I think that we are seeing Roman Reigns far too much on SmackDown and the pay-per-views. Just give him some time. Like, Make your rosters big enough, and that's my point, is make your rosters big enough so you don't have to see the same people. It's not just Roman. I just picked on him. But so we don't have to see the same people every single week. And when people don't show up, like, I saw people freaking out over the fact that Toni Storm hadn't been on the show since she made her debut, and she just last night was on there. She didn't wrestle, but she was on there. But everybody was freaking out because they hadn't seen her for so long. And maybe you don't freak out. Maybe, you know, well, I haven't seen this person for the last 4 weeks, but it's because they're not supposed to be booked. You know, they're only supposed to work once a month. And that thought process, I think, would help a lot. One, with fans think, especially with the WWE cuts, people are freaking out because everybody's getting cut from the roster and somebody doesn't show up for 4 weeks and you're like, oh my God, that person's next. That person's the one that's going to get cut next. But if we're only seeing people once every 4 weeks, we'll get used to it. And so the 8-man tags, you wouldn't need those if you're not putting all of those people on the show every week. You could use like a couple of them, and then the next week a couple more could come in and wrestle. And you don't have to have, that's my point, is I think that they're packing the shows so that fans can see every single wrestler every time. But I think that maybe spaces in between those might be helpful.
So you're saying that as far as the visibility of someone on the show, it should be somewhere between Roman Reigns starting the show, Roman Reigns ending the show, and Brock Lesnar winning the title and absconding for 9 months. Somewhere in between there is probably the ideal spot for someone to be on the show. Because I remember, and Rob would remember this too if he weren't trying to puke his guts out right now. there was a time when Hulk Hogan would show up, wouldn't even show up on the shows. He would just be pay-per-views and things like that. And you would get him for interviews, and you would get him little vignettes of him riding a motorcycle through a sea of people. And you would just be reminded of how majestic he was. Because at the time, he was. I don't care what you think about him now. So if we had something like that, it's not like Brock gone, and then the people in Brock's corner are the ones that are being the mouthpiece for him, him not being anywhere around. Just like Hulk Hogan actually being, like, for two minutes on whatever show you're on, there's an interview with him, and you're good. And back in the day, they used to run that shit. Like, Hulk Hogan would do a two-minute interview. You'd see it on every segment WWE ever put on. The Saturday morning thing that was just clip show, and you'd end up with fucking Iron Mike Sharp wrestling Barry Horowitz for some reason. Tired of seeing Dominic and Ray. Sorry, I am. I don't care. I don't care that his dad, I don't care that they're teasing Dominic to do a heel turn on his dad, because it's just fucking base. Anybody could write that.
Yeah, but you've been thinking that for a really, really long time. Like, you were thinking that back when Ray still had an eye.
True. Was that the end of the question? Or do we have anything else?
That was the end of that.
Oh, how I would fill it out, and that basically I would have to look at what I had. So if I don't have the women, there's not gonna be women's matches. If I don't have the men, there's not gonna be men matches. I'll put another Glow on. That was good shit. Go back and watch it. Wrestling was abysmal, but Glow was good.
Glow was amazing. It was my first wrestling, and I used to watch it with my aunt.
Okay, I got a note here. It's dangerous wrestlers. This is a good topic, and I'm believing that the note comes from Nia Jax, which shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. She damn near dropped Charlotte Flair on her head, just threw out haphazardly with not a care in the world. Somewhere around that match, we saw exchanges of blows. It looked like they were really intensely going at it. I'm good with that. Get in the ring, have the emotions, even throw the smacks. Because Nia Jax smacked the fuck out of Charlotte Flair like twice. She was like, smack, smack. Like, look, bitch, I'll take you out. And cool. Yeah. That's good. But when you lift another person off the ground and throw them to the ground without caring for them, you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a professional wrestler. I don't give a fuck what the situation is. There's the people that can grab you from behind and just fucking toss you. We call those cement mixers. There's the people that throw the punches that are actually landing. They throw the clotheslines that are actually landing. They're throwing them with ill intent. They're the people that choke the shit out of you and just really closing off your throat and you can't breathe. And there's the people that bring over a chip that you eat that takes you out for the rest of the night. Those people, we need to be careful with those people. So what do you think about the Charlotte Nia thing? I mean, we can't know all of the things that were involved.
To me, what it looked like, it was one shot given, and Charlotte got pissed, so she gave it back a little bit, and Nia's like, Nia knew she's bigger and stronger, and it went on for, 7 or 8 minutes, so then it looked like a real fight. Yeah. Then it's right near the end. You can see they both kind of got together and was like, okay, we gotta do this.
Yeah, I can see where Charlotte was like, okay, let's do this thing, get me in the freaking Samoan drop. And she jumped on top of her and tried to put herself in the smoke drop and say, we got to go on. And then Nia was like, why are you fighting like this? We're fighting. And she's like, we got to do this.
This is our job.
we got to continue. And it just made it abysmal. The whole match was ridiculous.
It did. And when a wrestling match looks like a fight, it never looks good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it looked like. It looked like a struggle between them two in there. Charlotte and Nia, they was empty. They weren't happy with each other. And you can always tell in the ring when that happens.
Well, that's another thing that people were reacting to with Nia was the clothesline that she did to Rhea earlier in the same
night.
Too
close to the ropes, yeah.
Too close to the ropes and...
Oh, yeah, it was goofy looking.
And, like, her head, Rhea's head, like, bounced off of the ropes.
Yeah, well, that goes to the other thing they say about Nia is that she needs more training. The training would tell you, I can't close that in that person there. I need her to look at me and square up so she can come forward and I can hit her. Nia just ran and...
See, I was trying to figure out if Nia the clothesline are too close or if she wasn't close enough to the ropes and she just go over. That's what it looked like to me.
It could have been.
But... She was too far away to go over.
Could have been. Yeah, either way,
it wasn't right.
If the person given the move would be in charge of that. The person receiving the move, she could set that up by leaning. You'll see it all the time. And the ridiculous ones are where people just put their arms over the ropes and they lean back and they push the rope down and they just wait. Well, there's your damned if I do, damned if I don't. If they do this and wait and this person takes a long time, it looks fucking stupid. If they do this and they don't get on it very well and somebody comes in and takes it, it's a delicate dance, but I never had a problem with it, so I don't know. Was I just that good? No. I think maybe that had a little bit to do with training. I think though picking somebody up and dropping them the way she did, it's nothing to do with training. That's ill intent, and that's not acceptable. My eyes are still open.
Occasionally.
You said still, like, kept them there. It's been 20 times we've looked at each other and laughed at you.
I was
You'll
awake.
See it when you go back and edit.
I was awake the whole time.
Oh, no, you were talking. We knew you were awake.
He won't see us laughing at them, but he will see him.
That's true. I'll just be like, oh, this is fucking compelling TV right here. Or YouTube, whatever you call it. The Alliance in the three-way match between Priest, Sheamus, and Drew. Tell me more about that. What are you talking about?
So there was a three-way match for Priest's title, which is, I believe, the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. And during the match, I believe it was Sheamus and Priest went ahead and formed an alliance against Drew, which seemed really strange because if Priest helps Sheamus beat Drew up and then Sheamus pins Drew and Priest isn't around to stop it, Priest loses his title. So why would he align himself with anyone?
My reasoning would be because McIntyre was the biggest guy in the fight. Kind of take out the biggest guy, and then you deal with him on your own. Get some help while you can. That would have been my thinking of it.
I agree. It's easier to beat one person than it is to beat two. So why don't we two get rid of this guy, and then me and you could duke it out, and we'll go. And Priest already beat Sheamus, so I think none of that was put into the decision, but it makes fucking sense, right? It's like, okay, we're going to get this guy out of the way because he's clearly a threat. Once we get one of the threats eliminated, it's a triple threat match. So once one of the threats eliminated, he's out there on the floor. It's time for us to go. And also it's a way, like we've talked about triple threat matches before. Triple threat matches are really hard to pull off if you don't know what you're doing because one person has to get shit canned. You can't watch. You can do some shit with three people, but you can't do the entire match with all three people. One person has to get shit canned. Teaming up, shit canning the person. Now it's just between us two. We're good. He comes in and makes a save. It's the way that those three-way dances have to go. So I think it was a good decision. It makes more sense than a lot of stuff I see in the ring. So I liked it. I don't know if that's what you were asking.
I just wanted an opinion because I thought I watched it and I thought, well, that just seems weird.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So like, I got to take care of him and him. So why don't me and him take care of that guy? And what?
I didn't switch back to you. Oh, okay. And so you were talking.
It's because I was too far from you. Because I was leaning back trying to stretch out the inferno that is my stomach right now.
All the way up.
Yeah, it's like, and it just keeps going up and down, up and down. I'm like a thermometer at this point. Not that type of thermometer. Anyway, see, I liked it. Actually, I didn't even think about it. And with me watching wrestling, if you do something and I don't think about it, you're doing good. Because I didn't go, hey, that's bullshit. So, that's good. Why was Mandy sent back to NXT? Maybe because her contract was running up, and it's like, see, this is the things I'm speculating. I don't know this.
They also had a lot of women now.
Yeah, that maybe the women's division in NXT needed some help, so they dropped her back down there. I really don't think that she was exemplary in her work, especially when it comes to like setting up a table. if anybody remembers that debacle, when she took 20 minutes to set up a table, so all you had to do was fucking flip, put it down.
I do remember that because I thought that that was a better match than what she was actually having. But
yes, you did say that. You actually said that. So her match with the table was.
I think that was a quote from the wife, wasn't
fucking
it?
Awesome. Yeah.
So I'm also maybe they're using her to help coach the new girls,
maybe,
and just keeping her on TV keeps those questions away.
Because we don't have everybody on the screen right now, I want to say I looked over at Rob and he was doing this. I think he's hallucinating at this point. He's got people he's fighting. That's how bad it's got. This is crazy that it's been almost 2.5 hours and I'm still like miserable from this fucking chip. One tortilla chip and I'm still miserable.
It was a large tortilla chip, though.
It was pretty large, and I like when I took the third bite of the tortilla chip, I was like, holy crap.
I love the fact that I did this because I thought people could still see me, but you were talking, so the camera was... So I was just sitting here like this.
We weren't even looking at her.
No, we weren't even looking at her. But that's you do that, though. It's like when we go to the Mexican restaurant, she's like, can I get a bowl of cheese? And she has to pantomime what it is.
I do it for whipped cream, too. Like,
Give me a bowl of whipped cream? Just give me a bowl of whipped cream. The other day, what was it that you did the other day?
I do it all. I don't know because I do everything like that. I reference everything like that.
It was something weird because she was talking about eating something and she was doing this. oh, she was like, well, it's because I got a sandwich. I was like, well, you're a fucking flute? What are you talking about? This is sandwich to you? How is a sandwich?
Because you eat it like this.
But no, you were doing this with your fingers.
Because I can't sit still.
We don't eat it like that either. We don't do this with our sandwich. We just grab that bitch and...
So I'm not deep throating the sandwich. Stop.
I really hope the camera was on you because I was looking at you and I have no idea.
That's awesome.
We're laughing now because we're about done.
Yeah, so Mandy back to NXT. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, the question is she doing good or is she doing bad there? She's got those other two little girls following her now, and it seems like they're going to put together some kind of Mean Girls type faction. I'm good with it. It's good.
It also makes me wonder what's happening to Dana. Like, Dana.
Brooke?
Yeah, is she gone? Is she going to be gone soon?
Who knows?
Or is she injured? I don't even know. She might be injured.
Dana Brooke was actually the more talented wrestler of the two, in my opinion. Oh, okay. She doesn't want to say what she said. She does not want to be on camera. So this is the one good thing about doing the cameras this way. Sheila can show her true feelings and not have to fight it. So yeah, don't know why Mandy went. I don't necessarily think it's a blow that she went. I'm not saying she was bad. I'm just not saying that she was exemplary to where you were like, yes. I mean, her and Sonya would be a good thing again, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, that's the other thing that I was wondering was maybe she spent so much time learning as a tag team.
Maybe they sent her back to think of how to be a singles competitor.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's what that thing's there for, right? The next topic touches on something that is in one of my pet peeves of things that I think has to go in professional wrestling. Picture in picture. The question is, what are we supposed to pay attention to when wrestling goes into picture in picture? I know what they want us to pay attention to, but we're fucking not. I'm not. I can't do that. You put a bigger picture on one side and have the sound coming from it. I'm just watching that. Even when I'm trying to watch the wrestling, I'm just going to go to this. I mean, the best way. If you're thinking it's a way for your advertisers to get one over on your advertisers to still have your show so people can watch it, but then have their advertisements too, you're fucking wrong. You're doing great stuff for the advertisers because you're keeping me looking at the TV, and then Little Caesars comes up, and I'm like, pizza, check that out. And now I'm watching the fucking Progressive commercial and not watching the wrestling at all, and also, I'm not missing anything. I know nothing's going to happen in the break. I will say that I know Orange Cassidy pinned whoever he was wrestling right as the break was ending. I think that was a mistake in timing. I don't think it was anything planned. I would really love it if they ended one of these matches during picture in picture.
To throw us off.
It would be right. We'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. It's bad. You can't see anything. And it's even worse because they're not even picking good matches to go to picture in picture on. They've got a bad match. When I say they, I mean both organizations. You got a horrible match. It's not going to be any better at one quarter scale with no audio. What are you doing? It's just going to be bad. Just stop your picture in picture now and have picture in picture during the main event.
Everybody wants to watch the main event.
Yeah, or the first match. Some of these matches don't need to go suit two segments anyway. That's what I meant. Is there shitty? Anybody? Picture in picture?
I pay attention to the commercial, especially when they start throwing like the Applebee's TikTok commercial up there. I can't keep my eyes off of that commercial.
You don't even have to keep your eyes off of it. You start dancing the dance.
I do start dancing the dance because I watch too much stuff on TikTok.
If you heard the exasperated.
Oh no, it was on camera.
Okay, that was great. Oh, it's just horrible tasting.
When you started to make the noise, it switched to your camera. And then caught you doing the tongue thing. Yeah.
So what do you think about picture in picture? It's like, I don't fucking
everything
know.
Everything you just said.
It's just you, bro. It's everything you said's good. We're good with this. Cool.
I want to be done.
Yeah, I want picture in picture to go away. I want announcers saying had it well scouted to go away. Stop that. That's them. You use it too much. I want the guy that acts like somebody's giving him a prostate exam with cold fingers every time somebody does a match. To just stop doing that. There's no reason for you to go, at the end of everything. You think it makes it more interesting. It does not. It actually pulls away from the action because it's putting the attention on you. The what chant, I want that to go away so bad. If there's one thing that I would say Stone Cold Steve Austin should be panned for is starting that fucking thing. It's disrespectful. It gets the crowd into it, and they're not into it. They're heckling. It's organized heckling. This has gone too long already. Well, we do have one. We do have another question from Twitter. I'm going to let somebody else take this one. This comes from Twitter. How are Natty and Tamina still the women's tag champs? They've lost so many times.
Who else do you want to take that? Because, I mean, he's biased against...
No, that's right. It's women. He's not going to say anything about it. Other than I'd let Nia... No, we don't want to talk about it. So whereas I say let. There may have been a time when you could put up a fight. Nah, it's not the time, bro. Okay, so how are Natty and Tamina still tag women's tag team champs? Three words, championship contenders match. Shitty, shitty idea, stupid idea, but fulfilling the purpose. Not fulfilling the purpose of making us excited for watching the match, though, which is kind of silly. Why would I be excited for a match that I've watched three times? And if they finally win for the championship, it's like, oh, yeah, hey, they finally won for the championship. Thanks.
Still the same match.
Yeah, same. Still the same shit.
I'm going to be honest. I thought that they lost the titles like a month ago.
No. Did they? No. That could happen. And I don't know. No, I don't really care.
Because that's what, because this came up on Twitter and I looked and no, they haven't. They are still the women's tag champs. And I swore that they lost the title like a month ago.
Yeah, it's the championship contenders match. Just fuck. How many times you got to beat the champ? If Ric Flair said, you got to be the man, beat the man, to beat the man, to beat the man, to be the man. Everybody be like, fucking Rick, dude. Somebody come up behind him, like, arm come back and smack him on the back. Hey, you're stuck. So Natty and Tamina are the women's tag champs strictly because of championship contenders matches, and that goes to show you how silly those are. That's a silly concept of, hey, you gotta win the match to get a championship match. Well, in their case, they won the match, and then Tamina and Knox had a match, and Knox won, and Tegan Knox, fuck you. Tegan Knox had the match and won, and then they had another match, and both of them it was a tag team match, a championship contenders match, and they won. So now they've really won three times, and how interesting is it? It wasn't horribly interesting to begin with.
Well, and then you've got Natty going on Twitter and saying that they're still the champs because they're willing to do whatever it takes, apparently, except win.
Well, see, but that's kayfabe.
I know. I just it's frustrating because I either want to see matches between people working their way up to the champions and then fighting the champions for the championship, or I just want to see the match between the people so that see the trade off of the belt. I don't care about any of the other stuff, and just give them if you're a champ and you fight somebody and it's not one of those last minute matches, just assume that you're going to lose your belt if you lose the match. That's what needs to happen. Sorry.
Another thing I want to go away in wrestling, the sheer number of schoolboy pins.
Remember when there was a time where you give anything for those?
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to do a roll up. Like, okay.
You keep closing your eyes. He keeps getting lower and lower.
I think he's getting lower and lower because when I stretch this out, it hurts so much worse. I've got my shoulders rolled over like this, keeping it like that. When he went out on the front porch, I went out there with him to look at the rain, and I was like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's how bad it was. I was like semi-retired. I was like, done. I'm not doing stuff. I'm going to sit on the end of the porch and look at the rain. This is horrible. As I was standing up, I was like, standing up was not a good idea. I need to go back to laying down. It's bad. Still bad. And the worst part about it is so hungry.
Yeah.
I don't want to put anything on there because – I'm just going to move it around, piss it off.
Push it down.
Yeah, I don't want to push it down. That's definitely my problem with this at the end there. That's going to be bad. That's our show.
Well, guys, I've had no fun today. Just want to let you know
zero
that.
Zero fun. This is horrible. We told you it was going to be horrible. I apologize. It was bad. We are glad if you made it to this point. And if you didn't, I totally understand.
I actually just want to say really quick, just like three things really quick. Yay, Becky's back. Very happy for that. Two, Index. Very much looking forward to the wedding. No, it's probably going to end up in shambles and terrible, but very much looking forward to the wedding. Hopefully it comes through. I almost want to dress up for it. And three, please, guys, start consulting the women wrestlers to keep the makeup on your fucking faces when you're wrestling, because I'm so tired of you coming out looking really good, really cool with your makeup, but knowing that at the end of the match you're going to look like a hot mess because it's all streaked off. The girls can keep the makeup on their faces when they wrestle. You should be able to do so, too.
Hot mess. Cool. But I didn't know you felt so strongly about that last point. We talked about it before, but I didn't know. I didn't know it was coming from the rear end. I didn't know. You're like, you mustered that up with a passion of a thousand suns. Yeah, so like we were contemplating making a crowdsourcing fund for AEW wrestlers to get them the second half of their face paint. And then Sheila was like, you know, I would just want them to use the finishing spray. Like, okay. So, yeah, we're done. Yeah, it's bad episode. We know this. If you would like to see when we put out a better episode, like and subscribe. Hit the little bell down there at the bottom. It'll send you an email or a notification when we make a new episode or any video we upload, like a stupid one chip challenge thing that's going to put us out for the rest of the day. And at least you might get some fun out of some things we recorded today.
By the way, this is a lie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lie. It destroyed me. I did not destroy it.
I got one myself. It was like everybody here got one, and I'm going to. It's hit. You're supposed to wait an hour before you take a drink to beat this challenge. I didn't even last a minute.
I lasted long enough to where I wasn't the last one drinking.
There you go.
That's all I did.
That works.
I drank just to get the nasty taste out of my mouth. Sorry, but I had to get the taste out of my mouth.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
See you guys.